The Kenai National Wildlife Refuge continues to monitor a wildfire that was started by lightning last week and is now burning more than 700 acres. Refuge manager Robin West says the Shanta Creek fire that's been burning north of Tustamina Lake appeared to be slowly dying out late last week. On Friday, it was only about a third of an acre. But dry, windy conditions over the weekend caused it to grow quickly Saturday and Sunday. Fortunately, West says it is moving in an easterly direction, away from civilization.
It's burning in mixed fuels, but a lot of old mature forest and dead and down and dying beetle kill primarily. So it's doing good things, except it's putting a lot of smoke in the air, and it's probably going to continue to do that with this weather pattern for a while. Good news is the winds are pushing it well away from any habitation.
Dozens of wildfires are also burning in the interior as hot, dry weather continues. 61 fires were reported as of today, but just 7 were staffed, primarily to protect isolated cabins and native allotments. Although the blazes are far from populated areas, Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation meteorologist Cindy Detmer-Shea says smoke from the fires is spreading over a much broader region.
All the way down to Anchorage. You can see it. However, it's not impacting the ground, the area where we're at, which is more what we're concerned with here at DEC. Our concern is air quality at the surface, and mostly this is going to be closer to the fires. There's a group of fires burning north of Denali, so the smoke that you guys are seeing in Fairbanks, they're caused by that. There's some visibility reports that are in the 1 to 3 mile visibility range around Healy and Cantwell.
Detmer-Shea says there's also a fire burning in the Copper River Basin that's sending smoke across communities in that area. The smoke has prompted air quality advisories, including in Fairbanks, where conditions are described as unhealthy for sensitive groups like children, the sick, and the elderly. State federal wildlife agencies normally downgrade suppression operations after July 10th in anticipation of cooler, wetter conditions. Alaska Fire Service spokesman Doug Stockdale says it's unclear at this point if that's going to happen this summer.
We have not made that decision yet. We're still looking at the conditions, and right now we're getting hot and dry, and the fires are becoming more active. Many of these fires had started before, and they died down for a little while. They were still burning, however, and with the shift in the conditions, they kind of flared back up.
350 wildfires have consumed 486,000 acres in Alaska so far this summer. Stockdale says this summer's totals are about average, but well ahead of fire activity in the lower 48, which has been very low so far.